This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLA, and you will play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, police in California got a runaway pig to return home by luring him in with Doritos.
I get it. I had a bag today before we went on the air.
That's how they'd get me.
I mean, yeah, for real, man. I mean, this is a pig, too. But even as a person, they come with us. I don't know, I'm uncomfortable. Want a Dorito? Sure.
Exactly. People in New Mexico are upset that a registered sex offender has turned his place into a haunted house for Halloween.
I would be, too.
Yeah, I can see how that might bother them a little bit.
I'm a little amazed. Well, then again, it's not like anybody's stopping him from doing it. But
I mean, I guess if you can legally do it, but I would think the flip side of this is the fact that there's any uproar about it at all means now even us who don't live in New Mexico are aware that this guy's a sex offender and has a haunted house. I can't believe anyone's going to go there.
Isn't there like a law as far as how far he needs to stay away from certain? So if you're luring at this point.
Well, it depends on the situation, okay? So if you're a sex offender with kids, I would think you can't do this. If you're a sex offender and you got drunk and did something with an adult, maybe. I don't know either.
It's kind of what I'm thinking is, unless he really says, hey, kids haunted house, I don't know if it.
Well, remember, you might have to register as a sex offender if you're busted for bestiality.
True.
So, in theory, I don't know if this is his case, and I doubt it. And this is actually a ridiculous conversation. But, like,
you can't bring your pet in,
but, you know, who knows?
It's got to be case by case.
A study ranked the 100 biggest cities in the U.S. from the most to least fit.
I'm going to guess the South does not do well on the fit thing.
That'd be a good guess.
Boston normally does pretty well on that. Denver does well. San Diego, places that wouldn't make sense.
I'll say I'm not working on it.
Okay.
The man in Kansas who was caught having sex with a car's tailpipe in May just took a plea deal and got 1 year of probation.
Okay, yeah. Now look.
If
you have sex with the tailpipe and we catch you, your ass goes to jail.
He said the whole process was exhausting.
No.
All right, but say he's the sex offender that opened the haunted house.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I can't drive a car.
You're fine. He has no interest in you.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Okay, obviously people were a little bit disturbed that he had sex with a tailpipe, but if he's in his own garage and he's just, you know, he's got his little Kia Soul right there and he's feeling the soul.
Well, Mike, it's like anything. I mean, if you have sex with someone in your home, no one really has a problem with this.
Sure.
It's that if you and your girlfriend decide to walk outside and have sex in front of everyone, now it's problematic.
Yeah. At least he has the Midas touch.
Damn it, Miles. Did a selfie cause a fatal plane crash back in December?
Did it? You're not working on it.
Correct. That's literally the headline that I got.
Okay.
And you didn't investigate the city first.
Well, they didn't either. They don't know. So they're asking.
Oh, they're literally
they're still
asking. Okay, yeah.
So they think it might have happened, but they don't know either.
So you may find it on Death by Selfie here in the near future.
Uh-huh.
A family asked for a cup of hot water to sterilize their silverware at an Applebee's in New York. Their 17-month-old pulled the cup onto himself and was badly burned, so now the family is suing.
You know, I read this story, and the problem is, in my opinion, after that woman at McDonald's successfully sued them for the hot coffee, and I know people say they brewed it too hot. I get that. Even if they brewed it at normal temperature and you put it between your legs, you're going to suffer third-degree burns.
Yes.
Because it's still cold. So in this case, they wanted it sterilized, they got their kid, and the wait person placed it on the table. And then the kid knocked it over. So they were upset, saying the wait staff should have been aware that there's a little kid and he put the hot water. This is what I would say as a parent. People that don't have kids, they don't think like you do. That's why when you go to their house, they don't have things covering their outlets.
Correct.
But you know your kids. So even when they serve me a drink now, keep in mind, if I get a coffee and I'm having breakfast with the kids, I put it in a place where they can't get to it.
Isn't your life for a while there just basically what in this area could possibly kill my child?
Yes.
No,
what can they bring?
You would never think, like, the biggest challenge you have of letting your kid, daughter, drink out of your glass is because they're finally picking up a glass with two hands. Just basic things that
you normally keep all that stuff away.
Normally they have a plastic cup with a lid on it or whatever, you know, to a certain point. So, like, just even basic stuff.
But even if you sit down at a restaurant, the silverware is already there. If you have a little kid, the fork moves, the knife moves, right? Mm-hmm.
That's why when you go to a restaurant, man, and they got a little kid there, they'll bring him a plastic cup with a lid on it and a bendy straw just because they've seen this movie. They know the kid's going to go bowling.
And by the way, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
And then they give him a ton of crayons so that he doesn't break nothing.
Sure.
It takes 103 days or about 3.5 months before new parents feel like they know what they're doing, according to a new study.
It takes longer than that.
Top signs you've gotten it are you're in a good routine, you know what the baby's different cries mean, and you can change your diaper quickly. I've heard that babies actually have different cries.
Dude, listen, I truly did not believe any of this was true. I truly did not believe I was going to figure it out. I can't explain it. Somebody, you know, is a kid full of crap right now. Are they hurt? Are they scared? Are they, like, I don't know. I can't explain it, but you do know.
You just got to figure out what they're crying about. And they do have different cries. They're like Billy Corgan. You just got to know where they're coming from and why they're whining and what they're whining about.
But there's one universal thing you can do, and it's real simple.
Do they need a binky?
It's real simple. Don't care about any of them. I don't care why you're crying, then it doesn't bother.
Apparently, they also have their own specific cries. My mother was the youngest of six, and they would be sitting around. The kids are off napping or doing whatever they're doing, and one would cry, and a specific parent would get up and walk back because they could know that one was theirs.
Yeah, it's like hearing their voice. My parent, I don't remember this, but apparently when I was a baby, right, and I'm the same regular size as most babies, all cute and had the goofy, but when I cried, apparently it was... My mother's like, it was the creepiest and most embarrassing thing. Like, they hated if I cried in public because people are looking at the stroller like, what is in that?
Oh, no.
What is that?
74% of people have a close family member they've totally lost touch with, according to a new survey. And 1/3 of families have never had a family reunion.
I've never had a family reunion. Have you?
Yes.
See, I don't know what if I visit Houston... They all live there, and they're all at each other's house anyway.
You get together to eat food and hang out and talk.
But that's what they do.
Then they have a family reunion.
But they do this every week.
I know
they do it every week.
You know why? Most people don't choose to hang out with their family
that much.
Your family does for some reason, so still.
There's a reason I don't live in Texas.
A man in Wales found his neighbor was dead 3 years ago.
Jesus.
And instead of reporting it, he stole her debit card and used it to order a medium anchovy pizza from Domino's every day for the next 2 years.
That's why he sucks.
$8,000 worth of pizza.
He was finally busted earlier this year, and he was just convicted of fraud.
Not only that, but he kept the lights on there and paid her gas bill and all that stuff just so the people wouldn't know she was dead. So he took another $7 off of the top of that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible. A woman in Florida stabbed and killed her husband back in June, and her excuse was, wait for it, we might have talked about this earlier today, she slipped on some dog poop with a knife in her hand and accidentally fell into him.
Come on, man.
What do you know, the cops didn't buy it, and she kept changing her story, so she was just arrested for murder.
Because that's the first story she thought of after murdering someone.
Yep.
I'm going to cover this up with an old dog poop and I slip story.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked so many times.
Okay. Oh, shoot. I'm missing. There we go.
Uh-huh. So that means you're not working on it, you son of a bitch.
We may have just witnessed the invention of a new wave of vandalism.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Blackhawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, messy Jesse, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Let's go to Chickasha, Oklahoma. I have no idea where that is in Oklahoma. But we go to Chickasha, Oklahoma, where a mother was filmed punching her 12-year-old son hard in the face. After he crept up behind her in a Chewbacca mask, she turned around and hit him right after her son crept up behind her while they shopped at Walmart. She spun around just before her son drew level with her, punched him so hard that he fell to the ground. I've seen this video. It's fantastic. This is why you don't surprise people. Now, an earlier video showed the son trying to get the mask on while attempting to get his bearings and sneak up on his mom. Well, they joked about the prank gone wrong after his post to the Facebook writing, "I bet he'll think twice before he tries to scare his mama." Keep in mind, he failed twice. In the first video, he ran into a shelf because he couldn't see her, so he put on the Chewbacca mask and walked into a shelf. That video ends. In the second video, he now finds his mom. I'm sure he thought it would be hilarious. She turned around and knocked his ass straight to the ground. In the end, they both laughed, ha, 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 ha. But when asked if he would ever try it again, he was like, nope. So my question is, do you believe that this badass mama and her son are black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Well, I mean, that sounds like something stupid white people would do, but what do you guys think?
I think the action is something that a white person would do. I think the reaction is something that a black person would do. There was a video a few years ago of a guy who had a scarecrow on a porch.
He was dressed up as a scarecrow, right?
Four or five different people came up to the porch, ringing the doorbell, whatever. White people just go,
because he would jump up.
And they run away. Black dude goes up there and just drops him. Instinctually, not because it was just an instinct. I mean, just like as soon as it just snapped, pop. So, I'm going to go based on the idea of black people not liking horror movies that much, not wanting to go to places where ghosts are and do exorcisms and do any of that crap.
If you say there's evil, right. Who wants to go to that? I don't understand how anybody
I think the scare factor in the reaction leads me to believe that she is a black mother. And the son is probably Jewish. Like Drake.
I think I'm going to go ahead and stick with my original and go white.
Final answer.
Final answer.
All right, we're going to find out if she was black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile, this takes us to Oklahoma. You have a 12-year-old. He's trying to have a little fun. He and his mom are at the Walmart, and he wants to scare, so he puts on a Chewbacca mask. And he walks up behind his mom to scare. And he does. And she turns around and punches him right in the face. We don't know if she knocked him out.
She knocked him down. Sure. I mean, he crumpled, man. And what I thought was interesting, right? You guys agreed, like, the idea of putting on a Halloween mask to creep up and scare your parents, it sounds like a white thing. And then, Miles, you said the response to turn around and knock him the hell out sounds like a black thing. And you brought up that video, which a lot of people have seen. Dude's dressed like a scarecrow on Halloween. It looks like a stuffed scarecrow, and they have the camera on it, and like the first five groups of people go up, and they scream and they yell. Black kid rolls up, he does his boo, and this kid just punches him straight in the face. But then I started thinking, why aren't there more black people in horror movies? Because we don't want to go, but apparently, you know, like, we would just punch Jason or Michael.
Be over with.
Yeah. But anyway, in the end, you guessed white.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. Miles, you are correct.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. Mike and I were watching a video earlier that he showed me, and it was on ESPN Spanish.
Yes.
And it was a...
coming up next.
Oh, is that coming up with TV Time with Ted?
Yes, it is.
Hell yeah, let's do it then. Time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box...
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
So, Miles, that was a fantastic tease.
Yes, Mike Hawken for our own Lee Ted Smith on a little TV Time.
Yeah, so we're actually going to dive right into that very story. So, heavyweight boxer Deontay Wilder, I believe is his name. I don't fully know how to pronounce it, but I'm pretty sure that's how you say that. Like you said, he's gearing up to come up to his fight against Tyson Fury.
Okay.
That's who he's going to be going up against. He has 39 professional knockout wins to his name. So he, of course, he's going on this tour of pumping up the fight and whatnot. So he was recently on ESPN's Spanish show called Nación.
You know what that means?
Nation would be my guess.
Okay. No, I'm not asking because I know. I don't know.
So, a tweet came out that gave us this wonderful video, and it's going to be up on the Men's Room Facebook page if you want to check it out, and I highly recommend you do because it is hilarious. At one point during the show, they bring out this mascot, which is a tortilla in a sombrero. And for some reason, they want Deontay Wilder to punch this mascot.
So he has no idea this is happening. This is just, they bring him out.
They bring him out, yeah.
And say, punch him.
And say, yeah, punch him. And so this is the audio that we get. Wait a minute.
Puedes pegar aquí la pancita. Aquí la pancita. O aquí arriba. Uno.
Muy bien.
Uno.
Vamos a la pausa después de ver el gran golpe.
Cuatro.
¿Estás bien, taquero?
Cinco.
Deontay Wilder en la casa.
Se acabó. Deontay Wilder acaba de destrozar al taquero.
Now, this is a guy that's 39 knockouts.
Correct.
He does not have gloves on.
No.
This is bare knuckle. The foam in the front of
it's
this.
It's not enough, dude. Not,
look, this guy just got hit in the face by a heavyweight professional fighter who has knocked out 39 people, which means that his right is detrimental
and
in the world that he lives in.
I literally just watched that video as an audio play.
Yeah.
He didn't hold back at all.
He says he had no idea that there was actually anybody in there, Thrill.
The thing that walked up to him.
Correct.
The thing that physically walked up to him.
He didn't think this through very well.
No, he didn't. He broke the man's jaw.
I bet he did. You know why? Because if Mike Tyson punches you in the face, I'm assuming something on your face will be broken, whether it's an orbital, a nose, a jaw, your teeth are out, something.
That's why I wanted to bring this up, because really, none of this makes sense. I get it's kind of funny to have a boxer knock out this big mascot guy, but you know he's a boxer. He knows he's a boxer. The man inside the suit knows he's a boxer. So how is everybody okay with him going full bore?
I don't mind that. Look, whether he knew someone was in there or not, who do you think they convinced to get in there? Because if you said, hey, man, we're going to mess with this guy, I'd be like, I'm in. And once they say, I'm going to have him punch you in the face, like, I'm not going to be the mascot.
He could have 48-ounce gloves on, and it still wouldn't make a difference.
No.
And you couldn't even see his face. He'd just be like, but he would still beat the living hell out of you.
Now, all of that said, the guy in the mascot outfit is obviously a fool.
Yes.
This is a professional fighter. I'm punching.
I don't think he knew what he was getting into.
But the professional fighter, how did you not know?
Gunshot.
Someone was in the mascot.
Right? Anything.
It walked up to you.
My guess is that there was a language barrier between whoever was in the suit
man.
And whoever told him this is what you're doing. That's
yeah,
the only thing
maybe,
that I can think
maybe.
Of. I mean, even when Steve-O went up against Mike Tyson, I think that was like the roast of Charlie Sheen or something like
something.
That. He ran into the fist of Tyson, and even then, it wasn't all that good.
Yeah.
Because you don't freaking just voluntarily have Mike Tyson bare-knuckle you in the face, as basically what happened here.
You can walk into any gym in any city of America the where boxers are boxing, and any of those guys will just take your head off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as you said, I am here in place of the Ted Smith. However, that means that there is no shortage of what Ted would actually talk about. I apologize. I don't have my words today. What is something, no matter where he's at, we actually talked about this earlier, Ted is always watching one thing on Saturday.
Oh, he's watching Premier League soccer, man.
No, college football.
Oh, college football.
All right.
My bad. I just saw the commercial for it. Yeah.
He's at a bar somewhere watching college football, and I guarantee you that he watched this game, Ohio State against the Minnesota Gophers. Because there was a massive grab that was done. This was in the first half. The Gophers were leading 17-14, and KJ Hill made this amazing catch. This is what it says.
Development that he needs. Haskins.
That thing just like Odell did. Well, I shouldn't say just like he did. He ran his route,
KJ put a little swag,
turned around, reached up, and just
back with the second hand.
Most guys who play football, and I will say this, even back, anybody can catch a ball one hand. You use a ball
almost
all the time. The difference is that do you do it in a game, and are you going to be yelled at if you do?
So really, yelled at if you do.
Oh, hell yeah. It's like taking like 900 3-point shots. Eventually, the coach is going to go, hey, buddy, why don't you pass the ball and let other people score?
But if you drop 900 3-point shots, look, we know how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
If you try it and it doesn't work, that is your ass. If it works, keep going.
Right.
Correct.
Don't run the ball out of the end zone. If you run to 108 yards, you get a touchdown.
Anybody,
it's all good.
Most of those guys can catch the ball with one hand. I can still catch the ball with one hand.
Can
I'm not athletic.
You gotta do it right.
You know, I mean, come on.
Those sticky gloves help too.
Yeah, they really do.
I was debating that video or the knockout one. I just thought the knockout one was funnier. The Patriots played against the Kansas City Chiefs earlier this week, and it was actually a Very interesting game.
It was a great game. The second half was better than the first, but it ended up being a really, really good game.
Exactly. And as you guys might know, the Kansas City Chiefs brought it back at the very end of the fourth quarter there to make it a tie game of 40-40. However, there were some Patriots fans that were not all that nice to Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see what down?
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
He made the touchdown. He runs all the way to the back wall. There's fingers being flipped off at him the entire time, and somebody actually splashed beer.
Threw beer in his face.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's why you play the freaking sport. Not everything goes. Look, as a Ravens fan, I know this to be true. Things don't always go your way, but it's not the player's fault. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Come on.
And we're okay with jeers. I mean, nobody's saying that you can't talk down whoever's there, but splashing a beer on the man is, that's unsportsmanlike.
I think you just don't do anything physical.
It's just, you know what?
Because the whole thing, the only reason you don't like this player, generally speaking, is because they don't play for your team, right?
Correct.
Like, I will not like Tyreek Hill in a few weeks when the Ravens play. And I guarantee, I think I'm going to not like him a lot.
Right.
The way he's been playing. But it's not him. Like, do your thing, man. I'm drinking my beer.
Yeah, and it's one guy. It is one guy who's representing everybody. So if you take that one guy and that game's in Philly, you go, of course he's going to throw a beer in his face. That's what people in Philly do.
Exactly.
And if you go, all right, it's in Baltimore, which maybe could happen or wouldn't happen. They go like, well, Baltimore's had over 300 murders this year. If the game's in Oakland, you'd be like, that's why you never want to go to a game in Oakland. So everybody's going to have an excuse based on the circumstances of the thing. One jackass made a bad move.
Yes, he did.
But there are some differences. And let's get now. In Boston, what you say is true. In Philly, remember, multiple people pelted Santa Claus. Batteries. Like, this is something that they do. Oakland, this is where people get stabbed predominantly after baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty much has to be the Giants. But you go like, there's a difference. Like, this happens every year that people get stabbed when you go to Oakland to go to a game. So I go, I don't want to go to a game in Oakland.
Yeah.
You know, Boston, I'd be fine. Philly, think about it. Oakland, no.
I go to a Las Vegas Raiders game.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know?
Because you're in Vegas.
That would give me a, yeah, exactly. Do we need an excuse to go and watch two teams we don't care about play football? Nope. Vegas is it.
There you go.
They'll finally play a home game that's not on a baseball field. Switching gear, that man was actually tracked down. The NFL and the Gillette Stadium found out who that was and sent him a nice letter saying, hey, don't come back.
You can say what you want. Boston doesn't carry us right now. They've already dropped our show.
We're already off?
No, we're off at this point.
Okay,
good.
Seriously. Switching gears here, you guys may know that the ending series, of Game of Thrones is upon us. I don't know if you guys have picked up that show yet or not.
I have not picked it up. I have heard that this is the final season. Here's my thing. If I'm ever going to watch it, I prefer to watch it, in fact, when it's done, just based on the fact, people that are huge fans of the show, I know they also lose their minds and pull their hair out.
Yes.
Because it's like 12 years between seasons.
Exactly.
You know, so like, I'm not doing that. So, I don't want to get into it and then wait 18 months to find out what the hell happened.
And the worst part was, is that, okay, here comes the final season. We know that this is going to be the final season. You know what? We're going to split it into two six-episode seasons just so we can screw you guys over. So now the actual final season is upon us, and a certain character, and I'm actually going to leave his name out of this because I don't want to have any spoilers, but somebody came out and talked about his possible fate on the show.
Okay.
And this is a character that obviously has been with the show for a while and kind of teased that maybe things didn't quite go so well for him at the end of the show. My only argument is, here's where I become a fuddy-duddy with this, is that this entire show...
A fuddy-duddy.
Okay.
He uses the worst, most offensive freaking language.
Jeez Louise.
I go to HR with this.
The biggest cursor on radio. I gotta know, I just lost my train of thought.
This is why you're a fuddy-duddy.
This show is a Shakespearean tragedy.
Right.
If you didn't know that everybody was going to die by the end of this show...
Oh, I thought you were talking about our collective show, but go ahead.
Oh, no, eventually it will be.
Oh, we're back to Game of Thrones.
Nobody's dead yet. We haven't hit that season yet. But yeah, I knew that eventually there can only be one winner. And even then, it's not going to be who you want it to be or the way that they want it to be.
Of course.
But everybody's going to die. With Breaking Bad, my favorite show in the world, I knew that final season, everybody was going to die. And kind of sort of did happen. Who knows?
And it did. And the good thing about it was they ended the show.
Exactly.
So that it's its own body of work, a book or anything else. You know,
and
it's done.
To be honest, they'll end Game of Thrones because they have actually outwritten George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, I'd heard of that. He's writing all the stories, and now they're at a point where, like, we got to end this.
Exactly.
He's not giving us information anymore.
We're like two or three books beyond
his actual writing.
Wait, is it H.R.R. Martin?
George R.R. Martin.
Do you have to double up letters? Like, isn't it James R.R.
Tolkien?
Like, if you write fantasy, does it help you to add letters?
Right? I'm going to say it's Randall Robertson.
Randall Robertson?
The double R.
Yeah.
What does the R.R. mean? Randy Reinhold.
Randy Rhodes, my huge Ozzy fan. From
George Raymond Richard Martin. Raymond Richard.
All right, we missed that one.
Yes.
That's a lot of first names. George Raymond Richard Martin. All of which could be first names.
And you also have...
Say it in any order, so it'll still be a name.
Then he's definitely not a serial killer because he's got four first names.
Then you have John Ronald Reuel Tolkien. Oh, well. Yep. Jimmy Fallon was on recently, and he had a bunch of his thank you notes. I always love listening to him.
Thank you, Google, for shutting down Google Plus. I think I speak for everyone when I say, what was Google Plus? What was it? Is that a thing? I don't know what it was. Thank you, Hot Apple Cider. You're perfect for people who like apple juice but really wish you could burn all the skin off the inside of their mouth. Thank you, Clogs, for combining all the frumpiness of slippers with all the discomfort of having a cutting board strapped to your foot.
Perfect. Yeah. This is comfortable.
I'm having a good time.
Good time. Is it good?
Thank you, Cobwebs, for saying, you know what's spooky? How rarely I clean. Thank you, Frontier Airlines flight that was delayed this week when a passenger tried to bring on an emotional support squirrel on board. Wait for it. That was nuts. There you go. Thank you very much. Those are my thank you notes.
Too easy, man.
Really? Yeah. That's how you win.
I just could have gone a different direction with that.
With the nuts joke?
Maybe. That's low hanging fruit.
Wow.
All right, Miles, you know how I'm a stickler for a top 10 list.
You got one of those.
I do. I brought you guys the top 10 movies available on Netflix, but now I have for you the most popular horror TV shows.
Is this of all time?
My guess is all time, yeah, okay. Because we also have brand new ones here. Vampire Diaries. That's one I have never watched before, but of course it's vampires and it's
basically... Oh, horror.
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 Oh, my bad, and I'm paying attention now.
Two syllables.
Yeah. Number 9. One that I loved, Castle Rock. If you guys haven't watched it yet, it's on Hulu. Start watching that show. It's fantastic.
Okay, here's my problem this weekend. I'm like, God damn it, there's a show that Mike said to watch. Yes. I could not remember the name. I couldn't remember which platform. I'm like, damn it.
Text me, man.
What's the idea between that one?
The show. Of Castle Rock?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, it's set in this fictional town that Stephen King has put in all of his books.
Oh,
and it's another Stephen King thing.
Put it this way. For a small town, you should never move there. 8.
The Purge. I've seen the movies, haven't watched the show yet, but I hear it's so much better than the movies.
The show is pretty fantastic. I watched it on a whim a couple of weeks ago, and I was like 2 episodes deep. I think it's on episode 6 or 7 now. I'm surprised. It's actually a really good show.
Nice.
It's kind of three separate storylines. One of them is stupid because the actors suck, but otherwise, it's actually a good show.
Gotcha. These are the most popular horror TV series. Number 7. Horror. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. My guess is that this has got to be another spin on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
But I think she's just chilling now. Like, yo, what's up, man?
Or she moved to a cold place.
You know what I'm saying?
It says, as her 16th birthday nears, Sabrina must choose between the witch world of her family and the human world of her friends. Based on the Archie comic.
Okay.
Do both.
Number 6. Fear the Walking Dead. It's basically an alternative Walking Dead series.
So you should fear this one but not the other.
Correct.
All right.
Is it fiction?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 5. Well, no, I don't know if Talking Dead and all that.
They should have nonfiction for sure, though. They really should.
Miles' favorite scary Netflix series, Stranger Things.
Yes.
No.
Love that.
Has the third season come out yet?
I didn't watch the second one. I watched the first one, then I was done. That's the way I like it.
You haven't watched the second season yet?
No, because it's just more of the same crap. Like, once you see the first one, that's good.
Second, but it's still fun, man.
Is it good?
Yeah.
That's the same thing. Is a kid out? He's good, right?
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Get back on it.
He's not fine. He's out. He is not fine, Miles.
Supernatural. This show has gone on forever. It's a drama, fantasy, horror show.
Never seen it. It's always on the guide as I'm flipping through channels. Right? But I've never seen an episode.
It's one of those cult shows on CW11 or something like that.
Right.
It's kind of a fun show. It's got some good humor to it. I fell off after about the first season.
Number 3.
The Haunting of Hill House, the newest Netflix horror series.
Have you seen this?
I have seen bits and pieces. I haven't watched the entire thing
yet. Doesn't seem any good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah. They're scaring the living hell out of your whole family.
That's right.
Dude, I can only do it when kids go to bed. I can't remember the show I'm watching.
Oh, the Hill House.
Right? And typically, when the kids walk out, I'll just hit pause. So I hit pause. My daughter walks out. She looks at the screen in word pause. If you are a child, you've never seen kind of demonic, and it's just frozen on the screen, man. I'm like, oh, sorry.
You
should have said,
now do you understand why I watch my own shows when you're not around?
This is the most popular horror TV series.
Number 2.
American Horror Story.
Depends on the season.
I watched the first few seasons. They were kind of fun. They kind of burned out for me, to be honest with you. But I can totally understand
but
what
they're doing. But Elgin did all the stuff's there. And you can watch it all. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
There's movies, there's shows, there's all the stuff.
Keep going.
Number 1.
It would have to be there. The Walking Dead.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they won?
The Walking Dead is number one.
How anticlimactic.
This is according to IMDb.
Yeah. It's like, say, Stairway to Heaven is your number one rock song.
Again?
We know.
No, dude. Last year's Freebird. They switched him out, and 1 year smells like Teen Spirit.
Right. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Who's moving out of the top 5 this year? Wait and see. As we count down the top 100 classic rock songs of all time.
Same as last year.
Same as every Labor Day. God, this is boring.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
Headlines are coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman destroys evidence by chewing and swallowing a glass crack pipe. Meanwhile, Florida family spells help in the yard and relief comes of the Michael type. To Australia, where a wildlife ranger becomes a crocodile's dinner. A New Jersey man has eaten pizza every day for 4 decades, and he's amazingly slimmer. An Iowa man eats Tide Pod and trashes a hospital. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, we've got a bit of an update here. I did have one top story, but that switched out for another one. I'm going to get a little bit local here in Seattle. Sad news for Seahawks fans. The Seahawks owner, the co-founder of Microsoft, Paul Allen, has unfortunately passed away today at the age of 65.
That sucks. 2 weeks ago, he issued a statement I saw on Twitter.
Yes.
It said that his lymphoma had returned.
Yeah,
he was going to seek treatment.
Right. I saw that.
Keep your thoughts and prayers. Things are on the up and up. Things are looking good. I did not see that. That's not what I expected.
No. And that's kind of the nature of the beast, man. It does. You got a planet, and it's notorious for kind of going against whatever everybody says.
But here's the truth of the matter. Just in the way the whole world works, the whole system works, everything about what we do. If Paul Allen can't get the medical treatment that he needs,
right,
and there's nowhere in this world where he can go and get that, then that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, for real,
if
man.
That guy cannot, because, you know, he could afford anything else in the world, and it was one thing, you know what I mean? And if you and I, as regular people, don't have that type. I mean, think about what he could have. He probably saw the best doctors in the world.
I'm sure.
So, God, that's sad.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean?
And of course, you know, the local news would cover it in more depth and all that kind of thing. But
yeah, it's still Paul Allen. He's still a national figure as well.
Yeah, man. All right. We go to Savannah, Georgia, where city officials are looking for whoever vandalized their statue of Nathaniel Green. We did talk about this earlier today. The city has come forward and said, quote, "It may look funny, but harming one of our historic monuments and public property is no laughing matter. In fact, it's a crime."
Don't move to Savannah, Georgia. Sounds like a stick in the mud town.
What exactly did they do? Exactly. They put googly eyes on the statue.
We know.
Most of the comments online ridiculed the city's outrage, informing them that they basically just dared everyone to duplicate it, which I do believe.
Yes.
Right. I mean, just like, right. Come we on, get man. It. We understand your point, but it's...
One asked who Nathaniel Green was. Wait, never mind. I'll just
you realize they had a statue of Blackbeard there, so I guess I can't googly eye Blackbeard.
Did you say that it was $500 in damage that they did?
If it would have been. Like, if the glue that stuck to the back of the eyeball. Like, guys, come on.
Get over your bad
come
selves.
Come on.
All right, gentlemen, it has happened again.
Man versus beast.
Oh, cool. I heard you shorten this down.
I did.
Ribbit. Listen for it.
Ribbit.
Why does he have to say it again?
To reiterate. The rumble wasn't for nearly as long that time.
They didn't shorten it down at all.
They did.
I'm pretty sure it shortened down. There's one less ribbit.
You said that you were going to get the clock and time it, Miles.
I cannot believe Hair Club let that go.
He encouraged it.
He
said, you know what this needs? One more ribbit.
Yeah. We go to where Beast usually wins, Australia. A woman in the area was last seen waist deep in water filling a bucket before she went missing. Didn't take long for people to figure out where she had disappeared to. She was found about a half mile away in the possession of a nearby crocodile.
She was picking river mussels for her family to eat dinner that night.
Yes, she was.
I mean, listen, I'd have told her, like, what are you doing? I'm going to go into the river. Billy, it has been great knowing you. Is there anything you want me to tell your family? This is Australia.
See how that water's nice and murky? They like it that way.
So I guess you have crocodiles in Australia, and then do you have saltwater crocodiles as well?
Yes.
So you have both types.
And the saltwater crocodiles are fighting sharks.
Right. Right. They're huge. They're massive.
We go to Florida, where a woman went above and beyond to dispose of evidence. An officer requested a search of her purse during an investigation, during which he noticed a glass pipe. Before he could handcuff the woman, she shoved the pipe into her mouth and refused to open it. She then began chewing and attempted to swallow the suspected pipe. She managed her last swallow as she was being taken into custody. Police noticed cuts all over her mouth as well as bad bleeding. She was booked into the county jail.
I bet she was.
That's dedication,
and you still got to get it out.
You ever smoked anything out of a straight glass pipe?
Of course not.
Don't.
That's a
someone
bad
offers
idea.
You, if someone has a straight glass pipe on them, do not smoke anything that they have on.
Why?
What if you didn't load it yourself,
don't
it's not
smoke
a drug
out.
That
That's
you right. want.
Gotcha. That
That's
could be something
I've learned
terrible.
That lesson.
We move on up to Iowa, where a dumbass turned out to be just as advertised. The man was in the hospital. He freaked out at the hospital. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
He had a Tide Pod. What do you expect?
He did.
We'll see you next time for our Ryan Castle Drunken Charge into Sit and Spin. The Men's Room rules are back. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day and another round of Profile This.
Whatever he said. In the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.